Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow, Monday, June the 8th, at the Municipal Building at 6767 Main Street. During that meeting, there will be a public hearing on the proposed 2027 general fund budget, and as well as setting the millage rates that will be levied in order to support it. The council's expected to also accept the Downtown Development Authority's proposed 2027 budget and approve the 1.4326 mills that will be levied to support that budget. The council's expected to review correspondence from the city of Bad Axe regarding the cost of the proposed pipeline from Kindy, as well as a request from the Chamber of Commerce for street closures for the Denim and Diamonds event. And another news for today. Some infrastructure improvements in the village of Seabwing have been approved by the city council. A masonry company was hired to remove and replace the concrete approaches on the north and south side of the Center Street Bridge that were marked by the DPW to be done. The cost to do that work is to be no more than $42,000. A masonry company was also hired to remove and replace sections of the sidewalk on the east side of Center Street by 42 to 50 North Center Street at a cost not to exceed $15,500. And another project involves purchasing a vertical multi-stage pump for Pine Street, which is not to exceed $11,000. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
We are all for first-time guests and longtime friends. All for first light and starlight. For road trips and trail runs. All for mountaintops and monuments. River bends and battlefields. We're all for showing up and giving back. To protect, to preserve, to pass it on. All parks depend on us, and we're all for parks. Join us at nationalparks.org/allforparks.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A tripping hazard that has existed for several decades in the city of Lapeer is now finally being addressed. During the last city meeting, City Manager Mike Womack noted that the brick pavers at the curb along Nepissing Street in the downtown area are becoming even more of a tripping hazard over the years than it was 30 years ago when the work was first done. Womack pointed out the issues with the pavers are also creating structural issues with the integrity of the sidewalk, and has asked commissioners on how they wanted to handle the issue. Commissioners directed him to get three bids on two different options. One option was to do brickwork upgrades, and the other option was to do concrete surface work. And another news for today. Law enforcement officers have been kept busy in Arbela Township, according to the report provided by Township Supervisor Ed Hunt. The report noted there were 30 traffic stops conducted by the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department deputy that was assigned to the township. There were 12 citations issued for violations such as speeding, disregarding stop signs, failure to yield, and other such traffic violations. The report noted that the highest speed observed was 82 miles per hour on Vassar Road near Barnes Road. Other excessive speeds that were observed were 75 miles per hour on Millington Road and 78 miles per hour on Birch Run Road. All of those drivers received speeding citations. There was also one criminal citation as a result of a criminal investigation that took place during a traffic stop. There were also additionally 4 tickets issued in the township by Tuscola deputies who were not assigned to the township for other violations. And there were 3 criminal investigations that took place and 1 crash investigation that occurred on the border of Millington and Arbela Townships with a vehicle on Arbela Road failing to stop in time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, June the 7th of 2026. George W. Jackson, age 91, of Ubley, passed away on June the 5th of 2026. Visitation for George W. Jackson will take place on Wednesday, June 10th, at Our Savior Lutheran Church at 123 West Irwin Street in Bad Axe from 9 a.m. until the time of the service. The funeral service will take place at 11 a.m. at the church on Wednesday, and at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, family and friends will travel in procession from the church to the Valley Cemetery of Ubley for committal prayers and military honors. Military honors will be conducted under the auspices of the United States Army and the Thumb Veterans Organization. Those planning an expression of sympathy may wish to consider a memorial to wishes of the family in care of Ruth A. Panduran. Arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpin Funeral Home, and you can leave your condolences online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.